The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I'm your host, Joe DeYoung. Today is Monday, March 22nd, 2021. Today, and here's my new co-host, Ron. This is my little handheld recorder. For those of you that can or cannot see, this is my recorder. And my recorder here helps me with the questions and helps me keep the conversation going. So this is Ron. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I have another guest on my show today. All right, Ron, who is he? He is a youth transition specialist for Disability Advocates. And I also have a history with him from sports camp to the training center. And he also does Project Search work with Luann Newlove, who was on my show. And let's welcome John Calci to the show.
Howdy.
Hey, good afternoon, John. How are you doing today?
You know, not too bad, Joe. Not too bad at all.
Hey, no problem, man. How's it feel to be on my show?
Very warm and welcoming.
Hey, it's very warm and welcome indeed. All righty. Well, you and I have a history from sports camp to the training center.
Yeah, it seems like you've been tracking me down my whole career.
Well, I don't think I've been tracking you down, but I hear that you're a sports. You know, actually, you're a camp director, if I'm correct.
Yep. So, over at the Michigan Blind Athletic Association Sports Education Camp is where we first met when you were an athlete back in 2010, I think we discussed.
Yep.
Back then, I started as a volunteer at the camp when I was 16. I was an athlete at the camp when I was 11 and 12. And now, through just years of dedication and hard work, I am one of the camp directors now.
Oh, cool. All righty. All right, Ron, what's the first question? Oh, hold on a second. Here we go. All right, Ron, first question. So what is Disability Advocates and what is a youth transition specialist?
Okay, well, that first part, what is Disability Advocates? Yeah. Disability Advocates of Kent County is an organization known as a Center for Independent Living. Now, Centers for Independent Living started up in the 1970s thanks to our founder, Ed Roberts, who really started the independent living movement back in California. Since then, there is a Center for Independent Living that covers every county in the U.S. So I think there's over 400 Centers for Independent Living across the U.S. And Disability Advocates of Kent County is one of 15 in Michigan. We cover Kent County, Ionia, Montcalm, Mocosta, and Osceola County. And it is really Disability Advocates' goal to be a partner in the community, helping make a more inclusive environment when it comes to home, community, and employment for those people who have disabilities. We really aim to be who we serve, so it is part of our requirements as a Center for Independent Living to be at least 51% staff with being a person with a disability, as well as our board of directors.
And also for someone with people with visual impairments too.
Yep, I mean all disabilities we work with.
Yep.
As for my specific role in the organization, I'm a youth transition specialist. So what I do is I primarily focus on those individuals between the ages of 14 and 26 and help them prepare for one of the most difficult transitions in life, and that is transitioning into adulthood. And there are a ton of transitions when it comes to that aspect of learning independent living. What's it like to live on your own versus with a home, or figure out some other independent living environments? We work on pre-employment skills, and this is where like a lot of my work with Project Search comes in handy. And then we can also work on things like self-advocacy skills and building up soft skills so individuals are more prepared for that crazy world of adulting that comes next.
Oh, all right, that's cool. So how's that going so far?
You know, it's a really enjoyable job, and it's something that it's always different. This could be something where I act as a peer mentor for individuals as we try to achieve their individual goals that they set for themselves, working on different skill areas and eliminating various barriers that they might encounter. This can also be me teaching classes in various schools all across Kent County, where I go in and I teach one of my many programs focused on those key areas of independent living skills, pre-employment skills, or soft skills.
And for independent skills, like also learning how to take the city bus, for example, and also the GO bus too, learning how to do it on their own too.
Yeah, we can help some people with coaching in various ways like that. I'm a huge advocate for our friends over at the Rapid and the GoBus. Usually when people come to us, I refer them to the experts in that category, and that would be my friends Sarah Green and Carrie over at the Rapid. They offer travel training. And disability advocates, we really try to be a right door for everybody. When people are looking for a resource, sometimes they don't know where to go, but if you walk into Disability Advocates, you're not walking into a wrong door, because if we can't help you, we will find the people who can and help connect you to those resources.
Well, it's a good thing that there's resources out there too. All right, Ron, the next question. Well, here we go. All right, Ron, second question. So how and why did you decide to become a youth transition specialist?
Well, as Joe, you know, in my past, and one of the things I do on the side is running the sports education camp for athletes with visual impairments. Working with youth with disabilities definitely became a passion project for me. Being an individual who lost his sight myself when I was young, I learned that the world is not quite made for me. And being able to work with individuals in that coaching aspect really rung home to me. So when it came time to finally grow up and find a career, I wanted to take those two passions of coaching and youth with disabilities and help them prepare for the next steps. So by finding out about Centers for Independent Living, I was able to discover the Youth Transitions Program. And being able to take those passions of teaching and coaching and the population that I really enjoy working with, they'll put those two hands together and really find kind of that perfect job for me, where every day is kind of different, every day is new challenges. And every day, I'm helping individuals accomplish what they want to accomplish.
It's also like when they want to accomplish something, like a goal, like maybe like finding a job, or also like if there's a goal that they want to accomplish, like learning how to vacuum and clean the house and everything else too, correct?
Yep. Could be something where an individual is just got their first job and they want to learn how to save money so they can figure out what it takes to get their first apartment. We go over anything and everything related to that. So they're prepared for what might come next, understanding like what is a lease, understanding how budgeting works.
And when the lease will end too.
Yep. Maybe they don't have a bank account, so we explore banking with them. We go above and beyond for our consumers, really helping them meet what they need.
Well, they do need a bank. You got to have a bank account if you have an apartment or a house. because for someone with visual impairments, it would have to be set up for them. Huh?
Ask him to turn his screen down.
Hey, John, can you turn your screen down, please? We can only see half your face. There we go. All right, where was I? So anyways, back to what I was saying when you were talking about when you mentioned about the apartments, when you mentioned about the apartments and learning how to like save on the lease, and when I said about the lease ending, and you also mentioned about the searching for banks too.
Yeah, a lot of these things are stuff that an individual is probably not going to learn when it comes to traditional schooling. So we really help people meet those independent living goals so they can fill all those roles in the community that they're going to need to be able to fill and be able to actively participate in areas where there might be a barrier already.
Right, because for visual impaired guys, for visually impaired people that want to save up on money, I think they have their money folded in different ways too.
Yep, that is one of the many accommodations out there. It's quite fascinating for individuals with visual impairments. Something like handling dollar bills can be a barrier. So using different folding techniques to identify which increment a specific dollar is. There are also money reading apps available that individuals may use as well.
Yeah, there is actually, because I have some monies. I fold my money different. My 5 is folded like a hot dog, my 10 is folded in half, and a 20 is folded like a hamburger, and the 1s are straight. All right, Ron, what's the next question? What does a youth transition specialist do?
So, I previously mentioned a lot of my job is either meeting with individuals one-on-one as a peer mentor, and I'll work on specific goals with that individual that they want to accomplish. The other thing is I go into schools all across the county, and I facilitate work groups with the schools, partnering with the special education teachers, and really figuring out how to best meet the students' needs in a group setting. Our most popular work group is our GPS work group. That stands for Gaining Pre-Employment Skills. In that class, we go over resume writing, interviewing skills, disability disclosure, accommodations, and various job search skills. How to make a first impression, how to dress for an interview, how to handle all those aspects of an interview that an individual is going to need to be prepared for. We go over various things in non-COVID times. We often bring in community employers to conduct mock interviews with the individual. So by the end of the class, they get that opportunity to practice interviewing and get immediate feedback from somebody who's going to be out in the community doing this type of hiring. And with these work groups, we partner with many organizations from state agencies like Michigan Rehabilitation Services and the Bureau of Services for Blind Persons, as well as other community agencies like Project Search, Kent ISD, and Goodwill Industries.
Oh, cool. so you mentioned that. So you mentioned going to different schools, and you actually came to our school one. You actually came to the straight school one time, if I remember correct. I think it was at that time, and yeah. Isaac was there.
I think this week and next week I'll be there as well.
Oh, cool! Tell Isaac I said hi.
Will do.
All right, no problem. And also, I just want to mention, like, following the dress code is very important for a job too, because some jobs have different. Some jobs have different dress codes, but you got to follow them.
Well, and that's one of the big things that we work on teaching individuals is there's really no hard concrete, this is exactly what you have to wear to these interviews. So I really teach that critical thinking and that problem solving skills so an individual can assess what is the proper way of going about this. Obviously, if you're going in for a job interview, say at Mercantile Bank, you're going to dress a little differently than if you're going to a job interview at the county junkyard. So it's being able to interpret and figure out what is the proper course of action is what we try to teach individuals.
All right. Well, that's cool because, and you also practice interview skills too.
Yep. We go over answering all those common questions of, from tell me about yourself to what are your strengths, weaknesses, and behavioral interviewing strategies using the STAR story method.
Yeah, because interviews are they are important too when you go in for a job interview. You gotta first get the questions down and then go in for work or go in for the job that you're gonna apply for and the boss will interview you. So it's that's what you gotta prepare for. You gotta prepare for the real world. Alrighty. And Ron, and all right, Ron, what's the next question? How has COVID-19 affected your work, and how are you looking forward to working after COVID is over?
So, as just about every industry, COVID-19 really told us, hey, everything you're used to, throw it out the window and start over. Working in a lot of the schools, I had to do quite a bit of changing up of how I deliver my services, as I could no longer go into schools as a visitor and facilitate these work groups.
Yeah.
So we've been doing a lot of virtual learning, utilizing things like Zoom and Google Meets to conduct our classes in a more virtual setting. For me personally, this is a blessing in disguise. As an individual who is blind and travels via bus everywhere, this cuts down my travel time exponentially when I just have to click on a link versus take 3 buses to get to a location. Virtual learning has its ups and it has its downs. But when you work in the disability industry, there is 2 words you learn very quickly, and that is adapt and accommodate. And every time there's some sort of new change, we often look to our great friend technology of how can we improve and how can we deliver this better or still deliver these services in the best way possible.
Yes, because you got your iPhone, you got your tablets, your iPads, you know, you got to look at that too. And also because COVID-19 told us to do it remotely.
Definitely enjoy the aspects of working at home and being able to squeeze in more schools in my day. Not having an hour commute in between schools really gives me the opportunity to meet with more individuals, as well as connect with individuals in some of our outlying areas where our amazing bus system has yet to been able to access.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's been hard for everybody. Because now when you go into the schools or if you go into schools, you got to have your mask on, if I'm correct.
Well, I have not been able to go into any school this year, so it's all been virtual learning. So the teachers will put me up on a Zoom or a Google Meet and project me to the classroom. So I'm basically just a giant head talking to them, kind of a la Wizard of Oz. Or I'll meet with students individually where they'll kind of go off in a corner, put on headphones, and me and them will chat on the computer. or go to a private room. We're still able to deliver all of our services as we did before. We're just having that added shield through the computer screen to keep our consumers safe.
Yeah, it's nice to keep your consumers safe. And through Google Meets that you mentioned too. Alrighty, Ron. All right, Ron, another question. And my last question for you, John. If someone wanted to be a youth transition specialist, what are the requirements to do the job?
Well, if this is something that you are definitely interested in doing, I would highly recommend for an individual to follow the local Centers for Independent Living. Figure out what Center for Independent Living covers your area. If it is Disability Advocates of Kent County or one of the many disability networks across the state, follow them, connect with them, as the job postings will be put on their website when one of those is available. Some of the skills that are definitely going to be needed is a strong knowledge on disability in general, knowing some of the resources that are available to individuals, and knowing how to work with various disabilities. Another thing that's going to be very important is patience and good listening skills. Listening skills are one of the most underrated skills, but the most valuable. So being able to work on that, as well as your own communication skills, are going to be essential to being a youth transition specialist.
All right. Well, because, I mean, it depends on the area that, I think it depends on the area that they're in that would cover that.
Yep, depending on which county you are in, would depend on which Center for Independent Living there was. For example, if you lived over in the Wayne County area, there's Disability Network of Wayne County. If you lived in Lansing, there's Disability Network Capital Area. Here in Grand Rapids, we have Disability Advocates of Kent County.
And there's also Disability Advocates too in Ottawa County, correct?
Over in Ottawa County, we have Disability Network Lakeshore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're the oddball. We changed our name. But most across Michigan, they are Disability Network.
Cool.
We're all sister organizations, so we share a lot of similar services. We might deliver them in slightly different ways, but we all cover the same core pillars of services.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being on my show today, John.
No, it was a pleasure.
Hey, no problem. It's been my pleasure to have you on my show too. I hope to have you. I hope to have you back here on the show someday in the future.
No, I am always willing and able.
All righty. Well, before we go, is there anything that you would like to maybe add or maybe say or add to the conversation?
If I can take this time to promote a couple things, Disability Advocates has a very cool partnership right now with Mercantile Bank, where on the second Friday of each month, we are offering a free financial literacy class. Any individual who's interested in participating can give me a call or email me at Jonathan, Jonathan, .c@dakc.us. This is a free program for any and all to participate in, just to help our community get a better grasp on their personal finances. Disability Advocates has well over 36 different programs that we run as an organization. And our youth transition program is just one of them. Always anyone in the community, if you have any questions on anything disability related, please don't hesitate to give our information and referral line a call. That number is 616-949-1100. And Disability Advocates is here to help with all your disability-related needs.
All righty. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Not at this time.
All right. I guess we'll wrap it up. All right. That concludes today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed this episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. And if you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and comment down below. And also, don't forget to leave a rating and write a review. You can find my show on the Whole Picture Podcast, and you can find it on anchor.fm. You can also find my show on Stitcher and Spotify. And if there's anyone that would like to, and there's anybody that wants to be on my show and tell their story, please give Mindy a call. She helps me book my shows. The phone number is 616-726-0979. Again, the phone number is 616-726-0979. I will see you all next week. I will see you all next week, Monday, for next week's episode. So please take care of yourself and each other. And until next time, peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.